Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But before I do that, I've got to dispel a myth. I totally have to dispel a myth. And here's the myth. Social Security is meant to be a retirement fund for you. Yeah. Yeah, that's the myth. You don't buy it? Yeah, I don't buy it either. But here's the problem. We have countless Americans trying to make a go of it, living off of Social Security. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. You see them. I see them. When I go to my favorite grocery store, there's a, I would like to say, young lady who I see from time to time who bags my groceries. And I do see a lot of young ladies doing that. But there's one lady in particular that always catches my eye. Yeah, she's a nice lady, and she's definitely older than I am. As a matter of fact, I've had a chance to talk with her over the past couple of months. And, you know, just I like to start a light conversation, and she recognizes me now. So she always says hi. And here's what I know about her. She is somebody that was married, and her husband passed away. When her husband passed away, it caused some economic things to happen in her household. And the biggest problem was this. She had to make a go of living in her 70s while receiving Social Security benefits. Now, here's the goofy thing. If you're drawing Social Security benefits, they put a cap on any additional money that you go out there and earn. So she can only put in so much time. Otherwise, she erodes the benefit of Social Security because she's working too much. I think it's a recipe for disaster. It's a huge recipe for disaster. And countless Americans are doing that day in and day out. And you're sitting there, I'll use the term fat, dumb, and happy. I don't know if you're fat, dumb, and happy. I'm just using that term. It's a metaphor for, I'm good, man. Everything's good. I've got a good job. I'm making money. As a matter of fact, I can take the wife out to eat a couple times a month. I can afford to pay for the kids' sports. You know, one kid does soccer, one kid does ballet, one kid does gymnastics. And that all costs money. I got nice cars in my driveway. I live in a beautiful house. Man, I'm rocking and rolling with my life. That won't be me. That won't be me when I'm 70. And I hope you're right. I hope you're right. As a matter of fact, that 70-ish young lady, she never thought she'd be bagging my groceries at this stage of her life. No, never hit her radar, because she and her husband did everything society told them to do. Yeah. Now, they didn't quite get that retirement thing worked out because, as she told me, they usually had enough money to get by. And every once in a while, there was a month or two where maybe they had a little bit too much month at the end of their money. But for the most part, they were doing okay. They were able to raise their family. They were able to transition into empty nester status. They continued to work their lives. And then they got to a point of retirement. They thought they had enough money saved up. They figured everything was good to go. Unfortunately, he passed away. That wasn't planned for, but it happened. And because of his death, and because of how he was receiving income from the different sources, that income was diminished because that income was linked to him being alive. Yeah. So now you've got a lady in her 70s bagging my groceries. Now, she's not bitter. No, she's probably one of the most pleasant women I've ever met. As a matter of fact, when I go to the grocery store, I will get in the line where she is doing the grocery bagging because it's a good experience for me. I enjoy talking with her. But I'm saddened by where she is in her retirement years. She never planned to be bagging groceries. But that's the situation that she finds herself in. She'll be the first to tell you that if she could go back in time and change some things, she'd be all for it. She would be all for it. Now, she knows I invest in real estate because I've told her. Yeah, I've actually made a friend out of this woman. She is stuck with the decisions that she and her now departed husband made many years ago. And that's her life. And what happens if all of a sudden in her 70s, she can't get up and go to work and bag my groceries anymore? Maybe that's too difficult to do. Then what? Then what? Does she bite the bullet and call up her kids and go, hey, I need some help? You know, I will tell you this, Americans in that generation, they're not looking for handouts. They've got pride, but they're also getting negative effects based on decisions that they made in their lives with regards to retirement, because Social Security is not a retirement plan. We come back from the break. I've got some historical documentation I'm going to share. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. Connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, you ready for your history lesson? All right, this history lesson is brought to you by AARP. Now, they didn't sponsor the show or anything, but what they did for me was they gave me a chart that tells me what Social Security has done over the years. Yeah, so the chart I'm looking at talks about Social Security COLA raises. What's a COLA? Is that like diet or regular, or is it Coke or Pepsi? No, the COLA stands for cost of living adjustment. Yeah, cost of living adjustment. That's where the government makes a decision about the benefits that you are earning if you're eligible for Social Security, and they make a determination as to what they're going to do with those benefits. Now, I will tell you this. There is a link. You heard me correctly. There is a link to COLA rates that the federal government hands out in something called inflation. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, that stuff exists because they make their determinations based on something called the CPI. What's the CPI? Well, that's the Consumer Price Index. The Consumer Price Index is basically a conglomerate of what stuff costs. And then there's a W version, which talks about what workers are earning. Yeah, so the government will pump out COLA adjustments to Social Security after the fact. So you have to endure the inflation first. Yeah. So if you're drawing Social Security, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Here I go. If you're getting your monthly check and inflation starts right now. It starts right now. We're not to the end of the year. We're not even close to the end of the year, but inflation starts right now, and inflation starts going up. Inflation erodes the purchasing power of the benefit that the government said you're going to get. And they basically say, suck it up, buttercup. You need to live off of this. At the end of the year, we'll determine what inflationary pressures were. We'll compare that to the CPI, and we'll throw a few dollars back your way because we're great people. Yeah. That's terrible. That's a terrible way to do it. But that's the way the federal government does it. Because who's in charge of the federal government? Money? Those people that we call Congress. Yeah, the same people that are messing over the National Guard right now because they needed, in their mind's eye, to be protected from all of us Americans, because, you know, we're all about plundering Congress. So they put the National Guard in a defensive position all the way around, well, you know where, the Capitol building, right? Yeah. And they bankrupted the National Guard. Yeah, so the National Guard still has a mission to perform, but there's no funding available to pay the soldiers to do it. And it's a huge mess because what it does is it affects readiness. So if you want the same people that don't even know how to manage an arm of the military effectively, who use and abuse an arm of the military, and then, you know, just figures, well, they're the little people, you just keep loving what Congress does. And I will tell you, I'm not a huge fan of Congress. And I'm not trying to turn this into a political discussion. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't care what side of the aisle they're on, most of them are all wrong. They're all screwed up. They are. They go there with all kinds of agendas. They take all kinds of money from political action committees. And it's one of these things where who can outspend the other to get that politician to vote for them? And it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Not now, I will tell you, I don't think every one of them are like that. I don't. I think there are actually some solid human beings serving in Congress. But there's some crooks in there too. And it's no different. It's the same way 100 years ago, same way 200 years ago. People get drunk on power and they do whatever they do for greed and money and God only knows what else. But let's get back to Social Security, because, by the way, those are the people that approve how the money gets distributed. That's right. The president doesn't do it. No, no. The Supreme Court, they got nothing to do with the money flow. It's actually the House of Representatives. Yeah, the House of Representatives are the ones that are supposed to be the fiscally responsible people in this country. Yeah, the Senate gets to hack off on it, but it's the House of Representatives, you know, the body of Congress that supposedly does the best job of representing us as a people, they're the ones supposed to carve all this out. Okay, I got to get off my soapbox. I got to get back to Social Security because I got to tell you what a horrible experience it will be for you. And I'm not trying to be bitter. I'm just here to tell you that if you believe Social Security, whether it is solvent or not in the future, okay, if it's not solvent, then it's already wrecked, right? But if it's still solvent in the future and it still is able to distribute money to you for part of your retirement income, what happens when they pull the rug out from underneath you? What happens when something happens in your life and it affects the business rules of how Social Security pays you? And even worse, what if you have to live off of Social Security alone? Because you have no retirement, you have no assets that create income streams for you. You're at the government's mercy. And the problem is this. The money that you live off of today, the money that comes in based on your lifetime of work, your ability to position yourself into positions of greater responsibility that ultimately tend to pay you a little more money. And what do you do with that money? What do you do with it? Oh, I got a raise. Hey, let's go party. Let's go to Vegas. Well, here's what I think you should be doing. I think you should be taking that money and setting it aside. And I'm not talking about setting it aside in one of these ridiculous retirement funds that are out there, because those will fail you too. Yeah, who created those? Same knuckleheads that brought you Social Security. The government. That's right. It's the government. All right. So, you know, I actually promised you I was going to give you some historical information. I actually have it sitting right in front of me. I promise. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm looking at. This will scare the daylights out of you. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. In less than 6 weeks, we're going to have this ginormous party. Yeah, we call it Expo. And Expo is an opportunity for us as Lifestyles Unlimited members to come together no matter where we live. We come together in one centralized place and we educate ourselves. We network with each other. We get to see people that we haven't seen in a while. And I'll tell you, after the pandemic, I am so looking forward to seeing all of my friends that I've made, as well as the new friends that I'm going to make at our Expo event. Now, I'll tell you, if you want to attend Expo, you don't have to be a member. There's the insider secret. If you want to attend Expo, I think we still have a few slots left. They're going pretty fast. I really haven't looked to see, but last week we were like three of the packages were gone and there were only two packages left. But if you want to come to Expo, it's going to be in the Irving Convention Center up in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, September 3rd and 4th. That's right. You're saying, wait a minute, isn't that Memorial Day weekend? Or is that Labor Day weekend? That's Labor Day weekend. I was getting mixed up. Yeah, it's that weekend. Oh, well, dude, that's like a three-day weekend or a four-day weekend. Why are you doing it then? Because we can. Because when you're okay, let me break that down for you. When you're working for a living, getting those three-day weekends or those four-day weekends, those are like, I mean, those are the things you look forward to, because all of a sudden you actually have a chance to try and catch up on your personal life before you go right back to doing what your boss told you to do. Once you get retirement status, in other words, you have enough passive income coming in that it meets or exceeds your ordinary expenses, you're solid. You're in control of your life. You decide whether you want to keep working or not. Oh, it's a cool place to be. And here's the beautiful thing. If you decide to keep working, like obviously I have, you're able to do something that gives you pleasure. The information that I give you today will be available for you in the future. So if you miss something, just go to the podcast. You can even subscribe through different services if that's what you want to do. Now, there's also another guy that does radio for Lifestyles Unlimited, and it just happens to be our president and CEO. I mean, he's been doing it a lot longer than I have, and he hosts the Del Walmsley radio show. Every once in a while, Del asks me to guest host for him, and I get that opportunity. Now, here's the big takeaway. Amongst the five people that do radio, we all have a slightly different approach to what we want to share with you. Yeah, we're all a little bit different. We're all in a different place when it comes to retirement or the lifestyle. I mean, come on, Del retired himself like 30 some odd years ago. And he's been living the lifestyle pretty much ever since. And his passion has been to teach people like you and me how to do what he learned how to do. So Del is like he's the sensei. Del has a heart. Del does this, not because he has to do this, but because he wants to do this. Because he wants to share the good news of the information that he figured out over 30 years ago. Now me, I come from a military perspective. When you're in the military, you give up some of your freedoms as an American. That's just the way it is. And then you get to a place of retirement, find out, oh, dude, you're not really retired. And at the age of 50, you have to like stop what you're doing and unscrew your situation. And my situation would still be screwed up if I had not found Lifestyles Unlimited. As most of you know, I'm in the process of selling my principal residence. Now, here's your update on that. I've sold my residence. It's in escrow. I was able to get a price that's $27,000 above what I was asking, which is exactly where I wanted to be. So everything is on cruise control with the craziness of trying to pack up a ginormous house that we've lived in for the last 8 years. We're on track to buy our follow-on property. We have a five-week layover period, so we're going to go to corporate housing for a while, hang out, pretend like we're rich corporate execs or so. I don't know. It's just a place to live for 5 weeks till we get to where we're going. So all of that is going well. But as we're going through stuff that we've accumulated while we've lived in this house, one of the things that I went through was some of the paperwork that my aunt left behind. And in one of the files, I found letters that were written to her by none other than the Social Security Administration. So here's my point. 2016, my aunt was notified by the Social Security Administration that they were going to raise her benefit in 2017 by 0.3%. 0.3%. That's right. That's not a very big number. In 2017 later, she was notified that in 2018, Social Security benefits were going to go up by 2%. Yeah, they're going to go up a big 2%. And the follow-on year, in 2018, they notified her that in 2019, she was going to get 2.8% increase in COLA. So let me break this down for you. When she got her letter in 2016 for her 2017 benefit, they told her that her monthly benefit before deductions was $1,010. They were going to take out $108 for Medicare, which left her with a monthly payment of spendable cash of $902, which, by the way, might be taxable income. The following year, when she got that big whopping 2% increase, that put her monthly entitlement, I mean, that went up $20 a month. But ironically, so did her Medicare premium. So even though she received a 2% increase over the previous year, in 2018, she was bringing home the same amount of money, which was $902. Now, the following year, very similar. Medicare didn't go up quite as much, but she got a 2.8% increase, and that got her from that paltry $902 to $924 a month. Okay, my point is this. Can you live off of $900? And when the government tells you they're going to give you a raise and it's still $900, but the price of things are going up around you, Social Security will fail you. Today's retirement system will fail you. You need to do something different. And I'm not talking about radically different. I'm just talking about something different, something that is time-tested and proven. And we've got your roadmap. All we need you to do, take a little bit of your time, come to one of our free workshops, check us out. Give us a smell test. See if we pass your smell test. I think we will. You want to know how to find us? Okay, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great one.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.